Well, there's sandy land, and there's mixed land, and there's stiff land.
What do you mean stiff land?
Well, that's what we call it, stiff land, but it's heavy, heavy dirt. It's clay. It's a clay dirt.
Is it good?
Yeah, well, for some things, but not too, not if it gets too much clay, it's not too good, no. But now if it's mixed land, they call it mixed land, well, it's mixed with sand and clay. Now that's good land, because it stays open. It don't pack like sand does when it rains.
What about loam?
Loam, yeah. Loam.
Loam, that's land.
Loam, that's just land. It's the same, but it's a richer land in there. Mm-hmm.
What would you call the land on either side of a river that gets flooded over and it's real rich?
Well, you'd say that was built up land, wouldn't you? It's built up. It's rich.
Did you ever hear of lowlands or bottoms?
Yes. Yeah. Lowlands and bottoms, yeah.
What's that?
Well, that's just a low place in there where the water stands or water runs to it all the time. It's a low place, bottom land. Well, now people used to, now if they lived in the hills, they'd always say they'd go to the bottom land. Well, they'd come out here, you see, out of the hills and live. Lots of them did. They went in the hills and settled when they come in, and then they moved to the bottom land, they called it. It's the bottom land.
What hills are you talking about?
Well, you talk about Piney Woods. That's hill. They call that the hills, Piney Woods.
Just
you
north?
See that? It's got hills in it. Mm-hmm. Like.
And land that's good for raising hay, you might call that a...
Well, that most any of it would be good for hay. If you just turn it out for a hay field, it'd make hay, any of it would. But now this here stiff land, that makes good hay land.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a hay meadow or a prairie?
Yeah, hay meadow. Yeah, that's what you'd call it. You turned out a place and put it in hay, that's what you call it, a hay meadow.
What about land that's got water standing on it?
Well, that's just a low place and water stands on it. I don't know what you'd call it, just a low land is all I know.
Where would you go hunting in a place that's overgrown with trees and...
You go in the woods.
Uh-huh. What else? What about a place like that but kind of wet sometimes?
Oh, in a break. We call it breaks, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's where the water stands in the woods. And that's what they call it, yeah, it's a break.
What about swamp or marsh?
Yes, swamp. Well, that's swampy land,
yeah,
I guess. It's
swamp.
That's swamp.
If you wanted to get the water off from swampy land, what would you have to do?
Well, you'd have to fix a way to drain it off. It's the only way you could do it. I don't know how to do it in them places, some of them swamps, but they'd drain it off somehow or another.
What would you dig to drain the water off?
You'd have to dig a canal.
Say if you had a heavy rain and down the side of a hill, maybe the water cut out a little area that washed. You'd call that a...
You'd call that a washout, I guess.
What about something along the side of the road to carry the water off?
Well, that's a ditch. Call
and
that a ditch.
An area where a whole lot of land is washed away, you call that a
gully.
And to open the door, you take hold of the door
knob.
Do you ever use the word knob talking about land?